Welcome to the Simple Programmer Podcast, making complex programming simple and fast. With everything from career advice to philosophy, it's the Simple Programmer Podcast.
Hey, what's up? John Sonmez from SimpleProgrammer.com. So, I got a question here about less is more, which is, I think this is something that is really important for software developers to understand, is that oftentimes less is more, whether it be less code, less user interface, less meetings, less is often more in this field. But before we get into that, I do want to take a second to tell you about an awesome sponsor that we have at Simple Programmer, and that is Hire.com. If you go to Hire.com/Simple Programmer, you may have heard me say it before, but they are pretty damn awesome. If you haven't checked them out already, go there, fill out an application, see if you can get into the pool. If you do, you're going to see some pretty awesome stuff as employers start reaching out to you and offering you interviews. That is awesome. That is a shortcut to getting your software development job. I highly recommend it. They've got a lot of big clients on there, I think like Facebook, and they can't really disclose all the ones that I'm guessing at. Some of them are secret clients, but they have a lot of the big names there because they're pretty awesome company. They're doing some really awesome things. I highly recommend them. The people at Hired are awesome. That's why I like working with them. So go check them out. Hired.com/SimpleProgrammer. And again, if you use that link, you'll get $2,000 if you get a job through Hired instead of $1,000. So it's worth checking out. All right, let's talk about less is more. So this question comes from Dennis, and he says, I had an executive who fancied himself as a software designer tell me I needed to expand label text to better explain text box functions. I told him that would make sense for the first time someone used the program, but because the program was going to be used all day, the users would quickly learn that all the extra labeled text would soon become clutter and make their job that much more tedious. I explained if the program were just used a few times a month, then his criticism would be justified. So this is kind of interesting. I think this is a good gateway to talk about this concept in general. I'm not a designer, okay? I'm not really, really great at design. I did some videos on design, and do you have to be a designer to be a developer? But it's important to understand at least some concepts, because these concepts just generally apply not just to code, but life, and especially to software development, this idea of less is more. So you really want to think about, like, in this particular situation, I totally agree with Dennis, because what he's saying is like, okay, the user is going to use this multiple times per day, and is this going to benefit them multiple times per day? If they're only using it a few times a month, having that reminder text is going to make sense. But if you make things too easy or too explained, right, but people are looking at it or using it all the time, once they learn something, then it doesn't matter, right? It's not needed anymore. It's like you've got a mouse, right? On your mouse, right, it doesn't have labels on these buttons, okay? It doesn't have instructions on the mouse. You know, you might say, well, if you've never used a mouse before, it would be a lot easier if it said, click here for left click to do things, and click here for right click to bring up menus, and push forward to move the mouse, and explain to you how a mouse worked and how a scroll wheel worked, right? All that stuff might be useful, or maybe tooltips show up on your screen, right, if you've never used a mouse before. But if you're using a mouse all day, You don't need any of that. You don't want any of that. Okay. Now, that I know that sounds pretty obvious and maybe it sounds stupid, but a lot of people design code and they design applications that way. And so, you know, from the user interface perspective, this is really important. Again, I'm not a UX person. I'm not a designer myself, but I can tell you just from experience, from designing things and from building software, that I found that this to be true. And maybe you've used software where it's like, yeah, I don't need that anymore. Right. Think about some of the things that you use every day, some of the software applications that you use every day, where it's too much. You want the simplicity. So the key is to find that balance, is to figure out how often is someone going to use something, how often will the instructions or help them, and maybe can you come up with another way. I've seen a lot of applications today where they use like one-time kind of wizard tooltips that guide you through the application the first time or the first time you try to do something, and then there's no instructions. And if you need to go and find instructions, you can find the instructions, and that makes a lot of sense. But I wanted to sort of drill down a little bit further, because like I said, I'm not a big UX person. I agree from the UX standpoint, maybe someone who does have a little bit more UX experience could chime in and tell me if I'm right or wrong here. But to me, this makes a lot of sense. And this is how I typically design things, is based on how often are they used? How much documentation do you need? But the same applies to code. And this is where a lot of newbie developers, I think, make some mistakes, is that they comment the hell out of their code. I've done a video, at least one video, on why comments suck, why you shouldn't comment your code, essentially, you know, why you should make the code descriptive or not, instead of doing that. But I think a lot of newbie developers, what they do is they document the shit out of every single piece, line of their code. And for them, it makes a lot of sense because they're new to the programming language. So they look at a line of code and they have to sort of grok, they have to process that and break it apart and think about what every function, what every command, all the syntax in that line does. And so they write it all out for someone. But an experienced programmer looks at that one line of code and they understand it instantly, right? They might not understand the intent behind the code, but they understand what it does. And so a lot of new programmers, they write out what does something do, right? As opposed to, like, syntax-wise, what exactly does it do?
What's up, guys? John Sonmez here from SimpleProgrammer.com, and I want to tell you about my free blogging course that you can sign up for at SimpleProgrammer.com/pblog. Now, this free blogging course is going to tell you how to create a blog to boost your career. It's something that you definitely don't want to miss. Thousands of developers have already gone through the course, the free course that you're going to get by email, and have learned how to create a blog to boost their career, to make more money, and even to grow their own side business. It's something that every single developer should do, especially if you're a web developer. You should have your own blog. I'm going to show you exactly how to do it, how to be successful, how to get traffic, everything that you need to know about creating a blog and even making money from it. Just go to simpleprogrammer.com/pblog to sign up now. Once again, it's simpleprogrammer.com/pblog.
As opposed to what is the intent behind it. And I think that you can express even the intent in the naming of code. I know some people disagree with that, but if you're gonna write comments, they should at least do that. They should at least express the intent, not how it's doing it, not the actual syntax. And again, this is one of those less is more type of things, because it a lot of newbie developers, I tell you, I look at their code and I see just tons of comments for every single line. In fact, when I started programming, I'll be honest with you, I thought that it was a good practice to comment every line of my code and say what it does. And I felt good about that. And it was hard for me to be convinced otherwise. A lot of people argued and said, that's actually not good. You shouldn't do that. But to me, I was like, I'm making it very explanatory, very, very simple and very easy to understand. And now when I look at that code today, being a much more experienced developer, having developed or written software for 15 plus years, I see that all of that is extra. It's extraneous. It doesn't help me at all, right? I want to know what is your code, what is the purpose, the intent behind your code, not what does it do at a syntactical level. So this is just a good principle to apply. We could talk about this actually in a lot of areas. I'm bringing it, zooming it into the technical area, but think about your life in general in places where less is more. When you're designing something, when you're trying to, you know, create something, you want to think about how you can optimize for how the thing is going to be used. And the same thing even when you're designing your life, right? A lot of people, they mess this up. I'll give you a really good example, is they get a job or they buy a house and they try to save some money. And so they have this really long commute. Maybe they have like an hour and a half commute or an hour commute. Whereas what they don't realize is that less is more in that case, right? In that case, like, you're doing that every single day. So the things that you do every single day, right? The code that you read or write every single day, the user interface that gets used every single day, those things need to be less, they need to be minimal as possible, because that little bit has a huge impact. The difference between being able to drive five minutes to get to your work and 10 minutes, it actually adds up. It's a lot, or, you know, but for 10 to 20, it's even more, right? So all of these things where less is more, this is just an important principle. And I think good software developers, the reason why I'm kind of bringing this out to the higher level is that good software developers understand this. Good software developers realize how things are going to be used and they try to optimize. They try to say, okay, again, we could talk about premature optimization here. And we could say that a lot of developers that are not great software developers, they prematurely optimize because they don't understand how often things are going to be used. And so, you know, a good developer says, oh, well, every time that someone uses this application, you know, this loop runs 1,000 times a day. I should optimize the code in there to make that fast. Whereas this other code, it may be clunky, it may be slow, but it only gets used once a month when the batch process gets called. So it doesn't really matter that much. So we're not going to optimize that, right? That's the key there is thinking about those things. So when you're writing code, this principle applies a lot. Less is more. Look at things. How are they going to be used? How often are they going to be used? And that's where you optimize or you don't optimize. That's where you put in more instruction or you don't put in more instruction. That's where you put in comments or you don't put in comments. You got to think about that. And that's contextual, right? It all depends on the application. So that's why UX designers are actually kind of useful people to have, even though sometimes you're like, what the heck? What kind of skill set is that? It's because they're thinking about some of these things. And as a developer, you should think about that definitely in your code, in your design of software, but also in your life, right? Again, a lot of people don't really think about how often they do things. I try to optimize shit, right? I'll just give you a real quick example here. The video equipment that I have set up here, because I shoot videos every day, I don't have a battery pack. It's plugged in, right? I've got a camera that I bought a outlet plug for a digital, a DSLR, right? That's not the normal thing. Normally you have a battery pack. But if I have to charge that battery every single day, that's a pain in the ass. That's the same thing with my audio equipment, right? It's just a mic. It's wireless. I don't have to plug it in. It's permanently there. I can just plug in a USB to pull my data off, right? I've optimized things for what I'm doing every single day. And that's a critical thing to be able to do. But if I know some people on the other hand that might do something like I'm doing and they shoot videos once a year, once a month, that would be stupid. It wouldn't make sense. So you really got to be smart about how to do that. And I think it's a critical software development skill, to be honest. Like the best software developers know intrinsically how to do that. And so they get more done. They're more effective. They don't clutter the screen with stupid help text that you see 500 times in a day when you're using the application. Great question, Dennis, I appreciate it. If you want to get more videos like this one, and not just technical stuff, talking about all aspects of your life as a software developer, from personal development to getting more fit, to overcoming social anxiety, to building confidence, to having the mindset to succeed and make more money, click that subscribe button below, and that's what this channel is all about. It's all about making you the better version of yourself. I'll talk to you next time. Take care.